March 24, 1911, the soul prays for the needs of the church. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, and as I prayed to him for certain needs of the church and for a certain B, who is given books of hell for publishing, he told me, "My daughter, he did nothing but throw himself even more into the mud. Any mind of healthy reason will see immediately how cretinous he is, and how I have caused him to hallucinate, not placing any true force of reason in what he affirms. I don't want priests to bother reading it. If they do, they will render themselves too vile, and will descend from their dignity, as though wanting to pay attention to the nonsense of a child, and therefore giving him the field to do more nonsense. But by not bothering about him and not paying attention to him, they will at least give him the sorrow that no one pays attention to what he does, and that no one appreciates him. They will answer with the worthy works of their ministry, 'This is the most beautiful answer.' Ah! To him, then, it will happen that he will fall into the very trap he is preparing for others."